to you for 2 days straight. You would hate the things I say. I would hate your inactivity. No time for sleeping, only time for momentum. No time.
Vancouver, you're listening now to a special episode of Funk My Life. This is your host, Ochre, and this is a show where we play all sorts of things, mostly involving remixes of soul and funk music. Tonight, we've got quite a bit of down-tempo, actually. We have groups who come from mostly in the UK, as we tend to do, because they seem to have continued the tradition, I want to say, of soul music with redone tracks of these sampled older styles. You know, as soul went into Northern Soul and then it went to the mod scene. So we're going to start off with something by Ultranate. This is A New Kind of Medicine.
Sweet ecstasy, and I need someone who can take me high and set me free. people want to sacrifice. Now I know you're no good for me. Now I gotta find a remedy.
I need a new God of medicine.
Things change so soon. I gave you everything, nothing was too good for you. Love should feel like a warm healing deep inside, but I feel I'm slowly dying. I'm sitting alone crying, and I need someone to fill me with sweet ecstasy. And I need someone who can take me high and set me free.
Oh, set me free.
Leaving me alone tonight, 'cause you never want to sacrifice. Now I know you're no good.
I need a new God of medicine. I need a new God of medicine.
Oh, yeah.
What don't hurt so much ain't so damn tough. It makes me feel good. I need a new God of medicine. I need a new God of medicine. I need a new God of medicine. What don't hurt so much ain't so damn tough.
We'll be right back. more time, just like that, just like that. One more time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
11th, it's the 9th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. This year, the festival is proud to announce 3 competition sections for short documentary and feature-length films. What's more, the festival has a new state-of-the-art venue at SFU Woodward's Gold Corp Center for the Arts, where it will screen 4 of its most awarded and prestigious films. To learn all about the 9th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, visit vlaff.org.
That's a very cool sounding event. Always a big fan of Latin American films and documentaries, as that area has gone through a lot. I mean, one of my most favorite films is actually a fictional film. It's called Yo Tu Mama Tambien, and it really is a documentary about Mexico. It's about two best friends who go on a trip with a recently divorced young divorcee on a road trip through Mexico, and really it's a film that's dedicated to the love of Mexico. You see the ugly and the beautiful and the changes that are happening there to vary this day. So you're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and that set started things off from Ultra Nate, and that's A New Kind of Medicine. American vocalist best known for her work in the 1990s, and Ultra Nate is, well, she sounds completely outdated now, I'm not gonna lie. Many of her tracks sound like an old keyboard synth where you just kind of push the demo button and all sorts of wacky MIDI sounds come out, but her vocals are still top-notch, and I'd imagine a lot of artists from the 1990s will find resurgence in a decade or so when people move back to looking at acapellas of the 1990s, because frankly, there aren't that many instrumentals that can be salvaged because of how dated they sound, but vocals are often as good as they ever were, and New Kind of Medicine is that one exception. It demonstrates this remarkable restraint in instrumentation, sticking with plain bass and piano, and apparently Stars on 54, do people remember that group put together to sing the title track to the film 54? And it's the film was about Studio 54. Anyway, it's a 3-girl band that came in, I think, 1998. And along with Ultra Nate were 2 other girls, one being a German techno singer and another American Filipino dance music singer. And they did a cover of Gordon Lightfoot's classic, If You Could Read My Mind. The second track of that was Ba Samba, and the track is Let the Drum Speak. You know, I went to Ba Samba's MySpace page, and under their heading of Sounds Like, it said Samba, Soul, House, Bossa, Funk. And I thought, fan fantastic. So far, the songs I've listened to on their MySpace page has been amazing. And it's all very unique. So imagine this freeform style of improvised rap with its combination of singing and talking, only in soul form, set to Latin-influenced beats. That's Ba Samba, B-A-H Samba. Definitely gonna look more into them. I'm working tonight off of a lot of tracks from a compilation called New Cool. This is a bunch of the tracks I have here are from New Cool No. 5, released in 2006, and Ba Samba is one of those groups that I found. And the third track was Average White Band's track, Work To Do, and that's the Soul Source production mix. So Average White Band is a Scottish funk band. Now, here's the kicker. Soul Source is either a power metal band from Scandinavia, or it's a DJ and producer from Japan. This guy's got numerous compilation albums under his belt, both of produced and curated tracks. So stuff that he has made, and also he's just stuff that he's put together from all these indie DJs. To make this show, I probably have to go through, I don't know, 3 to 4 mixtapes a week. So don't be surprised if next week's show is showcasing all about Soul Source Productions compilations. However, on the other hand, because it's Japanese and because it's an indie DJ curator, I couldn't find a way of listening to his CDs without getting it shipped from him personally, and all of his prices are in yen. Now get this, he has released 2 entire CDs of Jackson 5 remixes from dozens of DJs I've never even heard of, so I'm really excited to see if I can find those. Speaking of Jackson 5 remixes, the fourth track is Jackson 5 themselves. It's a interesting release. The track's called Body Language, and in parentheses, Do the Love Dance. That's the Fat Camp's Love Dance edit. Now, I have no clue who Fat Camp were, so I looked them up. And on Bill Brewster's SoundCloud page, I actually don't know who he is, it just came up. The track is available as a free download with the following description. Myself and Paul Noble did this edit about 8 years ago. It briefly came out on a Motown vinyl promo in 2005, but I still get people asking me about it, so I thought I'd stick it up for people to grab. So it's on Bill Brewster's SoundCloud page as a free download, and he's a London, England DJ and historian. He writes books about music present and past and produces tracks every so often. And this kind of thing is awesome because it lends legitimacy to that of dance music, and that's always something that's really cool. You know, I think a lot of music gets misunderstood. For instance, excuse my language, but Fuck the Police by NWA. Now, a lot of people, it's got the bad rap, right? You know, you shouldn't listen to rap music or read comic books. It's because of tracks like that. And when you take it in that context, it doesn't make much sense because it's promoting this violent and, I don't know, very conflicting lifestyle. But really, you gotta look at the social circumstances under which a track like that formed, namely police brutality and police corruption. So when people write about music, when they legitimize it, I'm all for it. This track is Listen to the Music by Incognito.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Gotta let the music play. What the people need is a way to make them smile. Ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through. Gotta let the music play.
Let the music play. to me. There ain't nothing we can do or say. Feeling good, feeling fine. Gonna let the music play.
Let the music play. Let the music play.
You can't hide from yourself.
No.
Everywhere you go.
Well.
That is soul singer, well, I guess disco singer, Teddy Pendergrass. We started the set off with Incognito's Listen to the Music. And again, that's from New Cool No. 5. And that's a cover of a Doobie Brothers song, a 1972 track of the same name, Listen to the Music. And they were an American rock and roll band who crossed over a lot with this funk and soul sound. And Incognito did a cover for that. You know, was a little bit more down and a little bit more chill. And that is that whole CD of New Cool. It's just chill tracks, but still going into house and a variety of hip-hop as well. The second track is Nate James's The Message, and that's the Solid State's Back to the Funk remix. And once again, the last track you heard was Teddy Pendergrass, You Can't Hide From Yourself. The amazing thing is that it's the only unbeat-gridded song on the whole compilation of New Cool No. 5. Everything else is done on a computer, so that means the... Well, actually, this might be done on a computer, but it's not very likely, right? Anyway, so that means the tempo is all fixed, and so the fact that they threw in this live disco legend is pretty awesome. So, for tonight on Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, we are going to look at one track from two Americans who collaborated together. This is Sean Lee featuring Princess Superstar with a track called Christopher Walkin' on Sunshine, which is all sorts of ridiculous. Sean Lee is an American musician who lives in London, England, and the vocals are done by Princess Superstar, who's a hilarious Jewish MC and DJ from East Harlem in New York. And the track, again, is called Christopher Walkin' on Sunshine, and it's got this really groovy instrumental backing that was sampled from, in my opinion, the best and most underrated male soul vocalist in history. Now, listen for the horns and the funky guitar for that sweet vintage sound that we all love on Funk My Life.
And you know what to do.
Time. was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK, cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AKA though, Prince of Superstar, that's a bad pun. I miss Big Pun, call up my dad, huh? He said you won the number one daughter award. I said, Dad, that's cause I'm cut from you and mom's a biblical cord. You tell me the call so I can rap and also be killing it hard. Filling up with the Lord, finesse in a sundress, strolling. So happy I quit weed, no more joint rolling. I'm golden. Sorry for my fake Jamaican accent, it's revolting. Headed over to Sean Lee Studios and made me a song like Sister Studio. That's studio. He said, how about more like Watch Out Now by the Beat Nuts? That other dude's beat sucks.
I'm in a fun time with this Christopher walking on sunshine. Today was a good day.
That's why we get along, a phenomenon. Get the butter drawn, yeah, Sean, till the break of dawn. People even say that anymore? Well, whatever, it's my song. Rocking down the Autobahn, rocking out and have a song. Curtis Blow, P-Rocky Nice, I could go on and on. Lucky like a leprechaun with some gold and a rainbow. If you're sad, I say just let the pain go. You know what?
Nah, what?
Baby, I was talking to my friend, 8th One, today.
Mm-hmm, and what's that?
And you know what he told me? He said,
no.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Funny thing about life is, even when it's bad, it's good.
I'm sure, please.
I'm in a fun time with this Christopher walking on sunshine. Today was a good day.
End up with you, hey, I gotta say it's all good. I ain't got no money in the bank and it's still all good. My faith is wood, good cash almighty. I feel alrighty. Monday feels like Friday, New York like Hawaii. Got the silver lining and I can't wait to wake up tomorrow second nighting.
Wow, whoops. Anyway, you get the idea. That is Sean Lee and Princess Superstar. Princess Superstar, many of you probably know her from the track Exceeder. It's that track that goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Back to Solomon Burke, who is the recording artist who Sean Lee sampled for that track. That is, well... Again, one of my, it's just my opinion, but I think he is the single best male soul vocalist I've ever heard. He is an American singer-songwriter and an archbishop of the United House of Prayer for all people. Burke was known as the King, as King Solomon, after his last name, right? But also after the name of the guitar that he used, and the King of Rock and Soul, and again, the Bishop of Soul, which is, again, that religious connection. And he's described this... I can't read right now. I need to empty my mouth of saliva because I'm not even hungry. I'm drooling because I guess soul music is that good. He's described as the Muhammad Ali of soul. Good thing tonight's show is not going to be recorded because the podcasting system's down. Anyway, he's described as the Muhammad Ali of soul. Muhammad was this underdog boxing champion who also championed human rights before it was cool for celebrities to do so. So other boxers were after glory and were physically gifted, whereas Muhammad Ali was after justice. You know, for instance, rejecting conscription to Vietnam and spending his time in prison for it with the justification that no Viet Cong ever called me a nigger. He was not a physically large man, hence the float like a butterfly and sting like a bee phrase that described his boxing style. And yet he triumphed in several world championships against the odds, basically, and gave hope to a brand new form of black identity that was an alternative to that of militant Black Panthers. And anyway, back to Solomon Burke. Wikipedia describes Burke as, quote, the most unfairly overlooked singer in soul's golden age. And it took the book High Fidelity by Nick Hornby, which many of you know thanks to its movie adaptation, before I really knew who he was. And that was only last year. The book talks a lot about the it's the story about the separation of a middle-aged record shop owner and former DJ from his former lover. In the book, he lists a bunch of artists who got the crowd going. There I was with a notepad in hand, writing down, you know, all the artists he named. So he talks about James Brown, Jackson 5, Elvis Costello, Smokey Robinson, and then when it matters the most, when a journalist asks him to list his favorite albums on the record, he completely forgets about and makes a big fuss over someone named Solomon Burke. Now, I see why that is the single most underrepresented soul figure. I honestly, truly believe he is the best male vocalist. While someone like, say, Marvin Gaye had the audacity to be political about his music and release songs for black people in a white consumer market of the late 1960s, Solomon Burke poured his heart out in the rawest gospel vocal there is. And he's credited as the founding father of what is defined as soul music in America from the 1960s. Now, we're talking an era of post-World War II R&B with gospel influences. He bridged the gap between the more mannered, say, mainstream rhythm and blues, and the gruffer southern styles of the later 1960s, and he drew that from his personal roots, gospel and blues. So that's church and hardship. These two themes ran just rampant in all sorts of biographies on soul singers. Artistically, Burke was influenced by the music of the church as well as that of Little Richard. So, like his musical influences from church and rock and roll, he sang about this duality of life, of money, of sex, spiritual salvation, vice, individualism, and brotherhood. And like many of the old American great soul singers, Solomon was also from West Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. Burke describes his birth as, I was born upstairs while church was going on downstairs, and nobody heard me, so I guess I was in tune. The band was playing, people shouting, and having a good time. I had the trombones and the tubas and the tambourines and guitars and pianos in my soul. It's just a normal reaction to me to hear that rhythm, to hear that beat, end quote. He's more or less raised by his grandmother, who founded the West Philly branch of the United House of Prayer for All People, where he became archbishop. She was his mentor and caretaker. Solomon Burke said, I never had no music training. My grandmother gave me the promise of a new life, not just as a singer, but as a person alone in the world with nothing but Jesus. All the great singers came out of the church. Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, Brooke Benton, your first duty is to give it to God, end quote. That's the other interesting thing about looking at personal histories of golden age soul singers. Today, for most people like me, who don't know that many details about these performers, it's easy to just group everyone together as this, like, vintage soul music. Sam Cooke and Solomon Burke, until I thought about it, took on the same space in my mind. They're both excellent male vocalists, but when you dig a little bit deeper, you realize that Sam Cooke was releasing hits when Burke was still just a kid. It'd be like grouping 50 Cent with, say, N.W.A. Maybe that's not the best. maybe it'd be more like grouping the Beatles with Kiss, just basically two decades apart of music. Now, Burke was trained to be a performer very early on with his first sermon at age 7 and traveled around in a bus doing crusades all across America. And just like James Brown, who we talked about last week, Burke grew up as a hustler outside of the church. Burke said, I used to deliver grocery orders in a little wagon I made out of fish boxes. When I was 7, I sold newspapers out of my newsstand on the corner of 40th and Lancaster. I had the first 99-cent car wash, which was located at 40th and Wallace outside Al's barbershop. We had it there because he was the only one who would let us use his water. We could wash a car in 20 minutes. I had four or five guys, gave each of them a nickel for each car. Another early job was to briefly sell hot dogs at Eddie's Meat Market. End quote. The resemblance of black ghetto life, whether it's Etta James in L.A. or James Brown in South Carolina or Solomon Burke in West Philly, is remarkably similar. You have this broken family, a petty businesses to support yourself, a church where singers found refuge and guidance and formal music training by the church, and often that's through an elderly figure. And it was Solomon Burke's church-founding grandmother who gave him his first guitar on American Thanksgiving Day in 1954. It was a Stella acoustic guitar with King Solomon embroidered on it. In response, Burke wrote his first song, Christmas Presents from Heaven, which he recorded in the local Penny Arcade and played for her on December 18th, 1954, the day before her death at the age of 54. Solomon's career spanned his entire life, performing right up to last year when he passed away on Sunday, October 10th, 2010. Burke died at an Amsterdam hospital when his plane landed. He was to perform 2 days later with De Dyke, and it's not revealed what the cause was, but many suspect it was his obesity, which got probably the better of him, a disease that was prevalent all through his life, and even at the age of 9, he was already 160 pounds, and it never went away. Anyway, so he's not very well represented, right? It's one of those amazing acts that I've only recently discovered, haven't heard much about. It makes you really think how vintage music is represented, because you either have, say, remixes, samples, or I guess licensed music. So, for instance, films that play soul music or vintage music. And Solomon Burke isn't that like glitzy, glamorous figure. And it might have a lot to do with his figure. It might have a lot to do with his obesity. It's tough to say. But in any case, here is quite possibly my favorite male vocalist, Solomon Burke. This is the track.
You done hurt me, broke my heart, and played me for your food.
This is the track that
now
they sampled.
My chance to get
it's
back
called
at you,
Get Out of My Life, Woman.
Get out of my life, woman. I don't love you no more.
Yeah, yeah, I don't love you no more.
Get out of my life, woman. I don't love you no more. Woman, don't come a knocking at my door. Get out my eyes, teardrops. I've got to see my way around.
Yes, sir.
Get out my eyes, teardrops. Say, I've got to see my way around town.
Oh,
up and down. Nothing but a heartache, pound the pound, pound and hundreds, honey. Get up the ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top, y'all.
Climb it, higher, higher.
Get up the ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top. Stop y'all. Here's what I want you to do. Come on the boat, baby. I might run for president. Get out and vote now, baby. I might run for president. You won't have a chicken in every pot. Stamps to pay your rent. Come on, get out my life, woman.
Get out, get out.
Say, I got to move on and keep on moving on.
Get out,
yes,
get
sir.
Out, get out, get out.
teardrops don't come a-knocking at my door. Get out of my life, not woman.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
All right, so this upcoming track is for a brilliant upcoming fashion designer, Juhi, who changed her name from Juhi to Juhi. And she's tuning in from New York, and it's way past her bed hours. So, speaking of shout-outs, remember all the artists that Solomon Burke would listen to as a child with his grandmother? Well, they get shout-outs in this song. It's a 1963 hit single. I heard it from the very best of Solomon Burke, a 1998 compilation album out there. And only hip-hop has done much work with sampling Solomon Burke. So, you don't see that many house or new funk tracks from this man's material, but you know, this track is one of my favorites. It's an entirely, what is it? It's like the whole song is just this one big energy build. It gets more and more and more and more and more intense. There's not this like whole, what is it? Like verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus structure. It just gets more and more intense. Listen to it. This is Can't Nobody Love You.
Can't nobody love you like I'm loving you, baby. 'Cause they don't know how to love you like I do. Can't nobody love me like I'm loving you, baby. 'Cause they don't know how to love you like I do. I'm gonna love you in the morning, love you late at night. Girl, I ain't gonna stop loving you till you tell me everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
Can't nobody love you like I'm loving you right now. 'Cause they don't know how to love you like I do. To kiss you like I do. And let me tell you,
kiss,
can nobody talk to you like I'm talking to you right now. 'Cause they don't know how to talk like I do. Now listen, Sam called you cake and ice cream. Charles called you his sunshine, but you're the apple of my eye.
enjoy that as much as I did. That is Solomon Burke with Can't Nobody Love You. And we're going to end tonight's set. And if you've liked what we've been playing, you can check us out at www.funkmylife.com. And event-wise, I think there is a Science World Masquerade next week. So I haven't posted details about that yet, but it will be up on Funk My Life. Normally, we put podcasts up there, but apparently our podcasting system is down tonight. So I will probably have to fill in for another shift and just do the same show to get that up. And otherwise, we have Pierre coming in for the show Oral Tentacles to take you way into the morning. And ending off tonight will be two tracks. One is Cubian Blizzards, a track called Your Body, Not Your Soul. This is the whole soul influences on rock and roll. So get this. They are this Dutch blues group that formed in 1964, and they were big in the Netherlands and continually released albums right from the mid-60s to the 80s. They decided to come back from the dead in the year 2000 by releasing another album, and finally their latest album called Cats Lost is from 2009. So this is Cubian Blizzard, and one more track after that from the compilation that I was talking about, New Cool, number 5. This will be Harry Diamond's Given Up, and that's a cover of a 1964 single from the Empress of Soul herself, Gladys Knight, of course, and her backing band, The Pips. So first, QB and Blizzards, and this has been Funk My Life on CITR 101.9. Nope. Wrong track. Here you go. We'll be right back.